A new good government group is calling for an investigation of the nonprofit behind the lands transfer movement and the Utah lawmaker in charge of it. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
The Campaign for Accountability is asking the attorneys general in Utah and two other states to investigate Republican State Representative Ken Ivory and his American Lands Council. That's the political group that wants the federal government to transfer lands in the West to state ownership and oversight. Ann Weissman is the director of the nonprofit Campaign for Accountability. She says Ivory's campaign isn't political speech, it's fraud.
When you are peddling something that has been widely discredited and you're attempting to collect money based on a promise that you can successfully return lands, I think that crosses the line.
Weissman calls Ivory a snake oil salesman who's leveraging his legislative office to promote an idea that some say is unconstitutional and that goes against the best interests of Lands Council contributors. Those contributors include 21 of Utah's 29 counties and local governments in Arizona and Montana. But Ken Ivory counters that the lands transfer idea has widespread support because of its potential public benefits.
Somehow radical fringe groups like this want to try to make that into some type of crime and shut down political debate. Shame on them.
The complaint was filed Monday with Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes, whose office continues to explore the legal paths to a lands transfer. Judy Faze, KUER News.